Tim McGuire, President Trump officially launches his re-election bid this evening with a rally in Orlando. Before leaving Washington, he talked with reporters about the tension in Iran.
We've been talking to various people on lots of different sides, and we'll see what happens with Iran. We're very well set. We're very well configured. We have a lot of things going on with Iran.
Trump also said he expects the transition at the top of the Pentagon to be seamless, with Army Secretary Mark Esper taking over.
Pat Shanahan was acting, and we put Mark Esper in. Mark is highly experienced. I think he's going to fit in very easily.
Patrick Shanahan's nomination never went to the Senate. He is leaving after citing a painful family situation that would hurt his children and reopen wounds we have worked hard years to heal. Late last night, the president tweeted that his administration will begin next week deporting millions of illegal aliens. Today, he doubled down on that.
They're going to start next week. And when people come into our country and they come in illegally, they have to go out. And everybody's seeing that. And as you know, Mexico has been doing a very good job the last 4 days. They haven't done that in 25 years. They're doing a very good job. I appreciate the job they're doing.
An administration official says the announcement concerns the more than 1 million people under deportation orders who remain in this country. Even so, it places even greater demands on immigration and customs enforcement, which is already overwhelmed, lacking staff, funding, and detention space for its current work in handling the tens of thousands of migrants, many of them families, crossing the border with Mexico. Facebook has announced a plan to start its own digital currency, like Bitcoin, for global use. The company is partnering with PayPal, Uber, Spotify, Visa, and MasterCard. Facebook is currently under federal investigation over its privacy practices, and then along with other tech companies, faces new antitrust probe in Congress. This is AP Radio News. The tax law change has a negative impact on charitable giving.
The Giving USA Foundation released the report, which said individual giving fell by 1.1%. from $295 billion in 2017 to $292 billion last year. One big reason, according to the experts, a federal tax policy change that doubled the standard deduction. According to Giving USA, more than 45 million households itemized deductions in 2016, and that number likely dropped sharply last year since it reduces incentive for charitable giving. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Louisiana man is in jail after stealing a neighbor's security camera, which live-streamed the theft and the inside of his own home. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office says the neighbor watched the crime unfold in real time. He recognized the man. Investigators say when the man told him he had permission to borrow a paintbrush, but not the camera. I'm Tim McGuire, B Radio News.